this is the second game in a row where y'all really come out and kind of just put pedal to the metal. We led this game 36-5 at one point. Can you just talk about that and what it's been like?
It's actually the third, because we were very harassing defensively against Tennessee Tech as well. And we needed to get back to what our roots and our identity and what our culture is, and that's, you know, being a tough-minded defensive team. I think sometimes we get too caught up in the results of games and winning and losing, and instead of who we are and what we are as a team is a hard, physical, everyday dude type team, man. And that's what we've gotten back to in practice. That's what we dedicated our time to, and it's shown in the last three games.
Speaking about that defense, could you just kind of talk about what it's been like getting that to really come through, especially at this point in the season?
Me getting back to dedicating time to really defending and emphasizing it and holding guys accountable defensively, and that's been the difference.
I think y'all did a fantastic job tonight cleaning up the boards, getting 43 rebounds, forcing turnovers from the Cougars. Could you talk about how big of a factor that was?
Yeah, we've had to display a little more toughness on the glass, and that's just been something we haven't done in a while. And rebounding is nothing but toughness, and you know, heart and toughness, and you know, we got back to doing some of those things.
Could you talk about how well you thought your team moved the ball? They ended up with 20 assists. There's a lot of really
shared, unselfish. Jabari, Bunton, Steve. You know, they all shared the ball, and I thought Zach and Isaiah Hart did a great job defending the ball.
Speaking of Isaiah, we really saw a lot of him tonight. He ended up with a double double. Could you talk about his performance specifically?
It's been coming, man. He's had to learn. You know, he gets thrown right in the fire, and you know, he obviously didn't have October, November, December to get better as a player. So now he's just hitting his stride.
Would you consider tonight a complete performance from your team?
I'd like to be a little better in spots with some of our sloppiness as far as some of our shots. But, yeah, it's as good as we've played.
You mind if I ask a couple questions about EIU?
No, sure, go ahead.
What is the mentality like? What has it been like trying to get the team prepared to go against the Panthers, given last time's result?
Yeah, we've not discussed EIU. I know our guys have probably thought about it and talked about it. But they didn't come out and play like a team looking ahead of Edwardsville. EIU was better at the guard spots than we were up there. And we blew a 14-point lead in the last 8 minutes because we didn't defend.
What could we expect to be different come Saturday?
Well, I'm hoping we carry the defense that we've had the last three games.
With other results going in the conference tonight, it's now a three-way tie at the top. Just talk about how important seeding is and that pressure is, especially with the byes at the moment.
Well, you know, we just got to worry about us, the process. We control our own destiny, and it's game-by-game process.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.